California vacation or Cowboys training camp coverage? You decide. It all begins this Monday morning at 5:30. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbank Chevrolet, Miller Lite, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hardline. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are out at the Firewater Bar and Grill today in Dallas. That is located on Technology Boulevard, which can be found off of Northwest Highway, just a tad to the west of Stemmons. And we're here until 7. It is Big Superhero Day. We are all out here in our superhero gear. And it is a rather absurd spectacle, I got to tell you, to see this. Probably it'd be a very good idea for you to come out of here. A lot of people are bringing cameras and stuff. They're wanting pictures of this. If you'd like to see pictures, they're up on the website, aren't they?
Yes.
www.theticket.com, Mike.
Yes. That's the ticket web address.
So I've heard.
So you can check them out there, or you can come out here and see it in person and check out the scene here at the Firewater Bar and Grill. A little bit later on tonight, Petty Theft, the all-Tom Petty band, will be playing outside. And then after Petty Theft, Maley Thomas will be here, we're told.
Tell you something else you can check out if you come out here, Rhines.
What is
just
that?
Just about the best collection of waitresses I've ever seen. Good God, they got
Boy, I'm telling you, man, they got some hot waitresses here. I mean, this, what was that place that we were at a couple years ago that ever
Razoo's.
Yeah.
Razoo's out there in Richardson?
No, not Gators.
I still say that Razoo's out there off the 75 and what was it?
Spring Valley.
It was the best collection of good-looking waitresses I've ever seen, but this out here today?
It's right up there with it, isn't it?
May have it beat.
May.
They're so hot I had to put my gloves on.
Notice I haven't even taken mine off.
Don't want to get your hands messy.
Don't. And they would be. Hey, look at that one right there, a little fire plug. Good gosh.
What do they mean by all this?
By what?
Gloves off and hands messy and all.
I have no idea.
Well, Grego's eating ice cream, and he didn't want to get his... He's wearing his ice cream gloves.
Right.
So, come on out here. We're going to be making a whole night of it. You know, after the thing, we got Petty Theft, and then Maley Thomas is going to be a big time out here all day and all night in Stelio. All right, we're also told that Grady Fuson is going to be joining us later on in the presentation.
Just confirmed?
Confirmed.
Do we have a time on this yet? Just going to call or what?
Between 5:30 and 6.
Between 5:30 and 6.
Okay.
So probably in the next segment.
But right now, we've got something to get to, right?
This is unbelievable. When I heard this today, I couldn't really... Well, first of all, I read the article. Have you heard about this, Ron, about Chris Benson's
I guess
wife?
I haven't.
Okay, well...
Now, I know she's kind of a loose cannon, and I know they've done some crazy stuff before that got into Penthouse.
I have no idea what a loose cannon she is. As a matter of fact, we're going to hear it, because Bad Radio, they had her on today.
And it ain't hard to get her on, because her website, AnnaBenson.net, you can see pictures of her. She's good-looking in a real kind of trashy, slutty way. She's pretty hot. Gargantuan boobs.
Real ones, too.
And they look real, yeah, which
There's
is
no question
kind of weird.
Real.
But you can...
Is she, like, naked on her website?
No.
But isn't she naked in some magazine or something?
I've never heard that.
I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me at all after, you know, the way she talks. But
quite possibly the horniest girl I've ever heard.
No doubt. She makes it on her website.
A three-petered billy goat.
On her website, you can access her. You can, you know, so you want to contact her, whatever, you email her. Well, I guess she emailed Tom Gribble right back. And so they got her on because they did this story just 2 days ago because she's trying to get into the media business somehow. She wants to, her dream is to host like a political talk show, she says, a cross between Bill Maher and Howard Stern. And I guess that she thinks she can pull it off. By the sounds of it, it doesn't sound like she's that intelligent, but maybe, you know, with her looks and her connection to the baseball world, she can do something like this. So she's trying to get her name out there in the media. So she thinks going on all these radio shows is a good thing. Well, this article that was written about her, where she was quoted about all these crazy sexual things that her and Chris Benson do.
Well, now, where did this article appear?
I don't know. It was on the internet, and it was in some crazy magazine. But, I mean, it's factual.
Event magazine or something like that?
It's all factual.
Well, she confirms it, and we're going to play a little bit here in just a second. But She didn't hide behind anything. I mean, she says exactly what's on her mind. And like I said, just about the horniest girl I've ever heard in my life.
And I cannot believe that a Major League Baseball player would allow his wife to come on the air and say things like this. Anybody. Forget a Major League Baseball player.
But especially a Major League Baseball player, because, Ron, you know what goes on in those clubhouses.
Right.
Okay, so let's. This is just a little snippet of it. Just
Psycho, do you have the cut? Okay, play it.
Play it in edit form. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
All right. Well, let me just read a quick quote. See if this is your exact words. We like videotaping ourselves while having sex.
True.
Yes. And okay. Yeah, and we're smart enough, unlike some other idiots, I won't name names, but we're a lot smart enough to keep those locked up.
Well, there you go. That's healthy.
And it also says here that every guy wants to do that. Maybe you don't know every guy, because I don't know if that's ever been a dream of mine.
Telling me it wouldn't be a dream of yours for your wife or girlfriend to, hey, baby, why don't you videotape me while I'm naked, and I'll put a little show on for you. That's never been your dream?
Well, again.
Are you alive?
Well, we must.
you have a heartbeat?
No, we must specify the girl part of it is no problem. It's when the dude himself is involved. I think a lot of dudes don't really want to see that. But
there's some angles of me I don't need.
Well, then hold the camera. Don't put them on tripod. You hold the camera then if you don't want to see yourself.
Well, there you go.
All right. That's good advice.
Everybody wins there.
I'm going to take this case to our wife and say, see, Anna says this is how we should do it, honey. all right. You actually, sex is a big thing with you as far as you would like to have sex on game day, but Chris is, he gives the Heisman to that, right? He says no.
Well, let me just say, and I'm getting another call. That's why the beeps are coming in, so just try to bear with me.
We'll fight through it.
Well, honestly, up until about a month and a half ago, because I did this article about 3 months ago, up until a month and a half ago, that was the rule for the entire time we've been together. Ever since he was a kid, before we even met, that was his rule. No sex the day before or on game day. And you know what? It got to a point that we weren't even seeing each other because, you know, I had moved down here to Atlanta and he was up in Pittsburgh and he was traveling and I was traveling and it was just crazy. And the times that we would finally get together was always the day before he was pitching or the day he was pitching. I said, you know what? I said, you know, I'm gonna hurt somebody if you don't change your rule. So he changed his rule, and wouldn't you know that he's changed his rule and look how great he's been doing.
Yeah, he has turned it around a bit in the last month or so.
He broke the rule, and this is something that you guys need to get on the waves because everybody keeps talking about this, and I haven't had a chance. Someone's asked me the question, but he broke the rule.
So the idea that sort of activity kills an athlete's legs the day before the day of an event, you're saying that's just a myth?
I'm not saying that part of it is a myth necessarily, but I am saying that if you know you have to pitch the next day, maybe you should do less work. Maybe you should lay down. Just lay there.
Ah.
Maybe you should just lay there and be quiet.
All right, stop
what
it for
graded?
A second. Okay, so first of all, she's already admitted that they videotaped themselves screwing.
Right.
And being open and crass about their sex life in a printed publication and on the air.
And this is a guy who's interviewed.
This is a Major League Baseball player.
This is a guy who's being interviewed once every five nights. If the media wants to, they can get to him every day. And sooner or later, this is going to be, the line of questioning to him is going to be all about this. It's not going to be about who you're getting traded to. Do you want to get traded to anybody? Do you like Pittsburgh? Where do you want to go? It's going to be about her. Or at least if I were asking the questions, and I guarantee you every other radio station's thinking the same thing, that his big mouth slutty wife, is ruining things. That is not cool to do that. And shouldn't it only be a matter of time before he says, look, stop?
You know, when
he digs it.
You know what? When you have a girl like that or a wife like that, sometimes there's no stopping them. You know, he may have told her numerous times, hey, look, don't be talking about our sex life on the air or in print.
I'll bet he digs it. I bet he's never told her any such thing.
I'd like to find out. I'd like to talk to that guy.
You think he enjoys the talk?
He can't. You know those guys?
I don't see how they
can. Really embarrassing,
man. Those
guys
are breaking his balls in the clubhouse.
Oh, God.
Nightly. They're aware of it.
And, you know, I guess it's not like they're together every night because he does hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not having sex every day. It's not like the big dick relationship where his significant other is a human receptacle, you know? I mean, at least there's a break in there somewhere.
And it's not, I'm not like trying to issue any double standard to say that it's okay for guys to talk about this and women aren't. Because I don't want to hear guys talking about their sex life.
No.
I don't
women
care.
Talk about it a lot more than guys do.
I don't want to hear about it from anybody.
That's a proven fact.
Do what, they?
I think they do, Ryan.
Do they?
I think they do.
I mean, didn't you outgrow that like 12 years ago?
At least.
Isn't it weird when you have the random buddy that comes up and is like, dude, you're not gonna
believe who I banged last night?
Yes, it is.
It's just like, dude, shut up.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. Or, you know, you and I are sitting at lunch and like, dude, laid it to your good last night. You know, I mean, what? Gross. I don't care. Good.
But women talk about it, and they talk about it in great detail.
It's true.
They do.
Mike doesn't want to believe that.
I don't believe it.
I don't either. I'm right
See,
there with you.
We're back to that Sex
well,
in the
you're,
City.
Well, you're, exactly. You're hearing kind of proof right here, Ryan.
Yeah, you're kind of are.
All right, that is the exception and not
there,
the rule.
There are going to be exceptions to every rule, but I promise you, on the whole, women talk about their sex life more than guys do.
Don't believe it.
I know you don't.
Don't believe it.
I know you don't.
You will never convince me of that.
All right, so they continue on.
I don't think you want that to be true.
There was, in the article, Mike, it was written that they had sex, like she couldn't hold off to wait. She couldn't wait to go home. So they had sex in the Three Rivers parking lot after a night that he picked.
She addressed that.
Yeah, I know. She addressed it. But she was like, you know what? They kind of fudged the article because they said that people were banging on the windows while we were having sex in the car. It's heavily tinted, so they couldn't see in. She's like, they weren't banging on there. They were like 12 feet away. So 12 feet, think about 4 yards away, 3 yards away. I mean, just sitting there, just staring at a car going back and forth, knowing who it is inside. And she's cool with no sweat, man.
Well, he must be cool with it, too.
You know what? He might be. The more I think about it, may be right.
He's got to be. He's got to be cool with it.
Greggo may be right. Maybe he just can't control her.
No. I think any guy can control something like that. If you know, if you're in a scene like that and you don't dig it, you get out of that scene. But I bet he's as into it as she is.
That may be the only part. That may be the only aspect of their life that he doesn't really like. That she just blabs too much. Oh, I mean, everything else is cool.
Well, that's a big one, though.
Oh, it's a huge one.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a deal breaker.
Yes, it is a deal breaker, and he ain't breaking the deal, so that means he digs it.
Or maybe he doesn't dig it. Maybe he just doesn't. It's not that.
No. That's not something you fudge on. I mean, that's.
Well, I couldn't.
I couldn't either. I mean, you're either into it or you're not into it. And if you're not into it, you're out of there.
That'd take me about one time. I'd say, hey, look, you know what? Don't ever do that again. You know, don't be discussing what we do or anything else. And if she did it again, bye-bye. Out.
And no,
out.
No fudging.
No fudging at all. I just can't imagine going on, especially if you're in the limelight, a Major League Baseball player who just happens to be in the news right now because he's one of the most heavily rumored guys to be traded.
Right.
And so here's his wife just telling anybody that'll listen.
Yeah, we videotape ourselves.
Yeah, we videotape ourselves.
But we're not crazy about it. We keep it locked up. Well, you don't think Pam and Tommy thought theirs were locked up?
Exactly. They didn't keep it there with the soccer tape right next to the kids' soccer tape.
I so hope that gets out.
Oh, I do
somebody
too.
Somebody breaks into their house.
I do
and steals
too.
Their,
and you know what? They may not mind. She may not care. Maybe she let people watch them have sex. I know the windows were tinted.
Maybe the only reason that hasn't gotten out is because that would probably damage his baseball scene. You know, that would probably do him damage for that to get out. But I'll bet that's the only reason it had.
But you know they have maids and lawn service people that are all trolling through that house? What do you think I'm looking for?
You ever heard a hornier girl in your life?
No.
I mean, just absolutely horny.
Hot, though.
Really?
She is cute.
Yeah, there's really nothing better than a horny hot girl.
She a nookie girl?
You know she
oh,
has
yeah.
to be.
Yes, there's no question. She's not an Ivy Leaguer.
Uh-huh. He picked her up in a Hooters, probably.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
Well, hey, good for him. Good for her. If they're into it, more power to them. It provides amusement for all of us.
Exactly.
I'll tell you what amused me more than anything, and you picked up on this, Rhines, was the fact that, when the topic and the conversation started to get a little bit hotter, the nervous laughter and the backing up of the Sturm.
Boy, was he not into this or what?
Boy, he was backing up like a crab.
He has difficulty handling such topics. Maybe they just need to leave guests like that to us. What do you think?
Wish we'd have had her on.
Those man of God roots of his just started coming right out, didn't they?
Did what, Psycho?
Oh, yeah, Big Dick's having her on Monday night.
Oh, he is?
Well, he'll ask her the good questions. Well, Bob and Dan asked her the good questions.
Yeah, they did. They handled it well.
It was just funny to hear Bob Sturm when it started getting hotter. He has that nervous laughter.
Oh, you can tell by the tone of his voice when he's into something and when he's not.
That's funny. And then there's Dan McDowell just launching the grenades.
All right, 5:31 is the time here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line, and, hey, fun is next.